Just a little bit. Francis Chan spoke pretty short 2 days, and he was an extremely well, very good speaker, and unlike me. But he was a really good speaker, and I just want to give all you a part of the one message he gave us. Show of hands, who likes lemonade? Anyone like lemonade? So do I. Who here likes chocolate milk? So do I. Lemonade? Chocolate milk. Lemonade? Chocolate milk. They're really good, you know, separate, but this is how we try to lead our lives. Lemonade, do good works for God. Chocolate milk, our sins, stuff that displeases God. This is what we try to do with our lives. Try to lead it with God, try to lead our lives for God. And then we go outside of the church with our friends and other people. And we could turn away from him. I mean, you know, it's just like we try to kind of mix chocolate milk and lemonade together. Don't try this. And it makes our lives horrible. It makes it miserable. And I didn't do it nearly as good as he, but if you got the point, it's just, he was trying to tell us that when we lead our lives, live our lives. That sounds really bad. I thought he was kidding when he said that. When we try to live our lives, we live it for God, and then we'll also live it for, you know, for the fun stuff. Just real quick, the main thing I got out of the week at Life was, the one morning, there was a missionary who spoke, and he asked everyone to go up front who felt they were called to ministry. And he said, "No, I don't want you to go. Come up front if you don't feel you were called, to feel you're called, because this is a serious thing." And I went down, and along with a couple of other people from my group, I'm not exactly sure who else. I know I saw John Jaloski down there. But I went down there, and I was on the outskirts of all the people, and there was easily 150, 200 youth down there. And the missionary walked around, and he placed his hand on me. And for some reason, the last couple months, I've been doubting if God's been wanting me to actually go into the ministry. Why, I don't know. Because all the blessings he's given me, I took no classes to go to college whatsoever. And right when he did that, I just got like a chill, and I was so close to crying because it was amazing. I was like, okay, God, you want me to do this? And I prayed for about 5-10 minutes, and it was just so awesome that I'm like 100% sure that God wants me. I'm surrendering my life to him, and he can use me for whatever he wants. I don't care. And also, last thing, I just want to thank everyone here. If it wasn't for the congregation, We wouldn't have went down there, and there were so many life-changing experiences, not just for our group, for everyone down there. And you just had to be down there to see what all happened. But it was just so awesome to see what all happened. And if it wasn't for you people helping us out and everything, I appreciate it greatly. I know the whole group does too. So I just want to say thank you very much.